I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, let's go to Jake Tapper, who will be the host of this town hall, as I understand it. CNN, The Lead, 4 until 5, Monday through Friday, and of course the Sunday show at 9, State of the Union, and Cartoonian. Hey, Jake, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Of course. It's great to be here.
Well, you're hosting these kids, a lot of articles out there, and I'm in the camp that says, why do these kids from Parkland, as I understand, you may have other people on too, why do we listen to them? Why do they get this sort of forum?
Why?
Yes.
Well, I think it's pretty standard after a calamity like this that people have a forum of some sort. It's not so unusual. I mean, after the Flint crisis, there was a forum. I mean, after various crises mm-hmm. in this country, there are often town halls or, moments where people who are touched by a tragedy come together. In this case, the people of Parkland reached out to CNN and asked if they could have some sort of town hall. It seems like a lot of the kids there have a lot of different ideas and things that they want to talk about in terms of how to prevent this from happening in the future. I've heard some of them talk about specific measures of gun control, but I've also heard about, I've heard of ideas running the gamut from all sorts of people in the community, including, better school security. One kid was talking about how if Coach Feist had his gun, that would have been better. I mean, there are all sorts of ideas and things to talk about, and this is a community touched by tragedy. They reached out to us, and so we thought it was a good idea.
So it won't, because the main people I see in the media almost constantly are kids like the Hogue kid and others. Don't hear those other voices as much. So you think this will be not just a gun control issue. There'll be a wide variety of people in equal ways talking about this.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the entire school is invited.
Okay.
All 3,000 students. I don't know who or what they're going to say. We're not screening for attendees.
Okay.
Literally the entire school is invited. But I can tell you as the moderator, my intention is I have no preconceived idea of what we're going to be discussing. Certainly I've heard kids talk about the need for more restrictions on gun ownership, but I haven't heard a lot of details in terms of what they think that means in terms of, does that mean banning all semi-automatic rifles? Does it mean improving the instant mm-hmm. check system? Does it mean the national instant check system should include other information about somebody's status? For instance, right now, if somebody has 25 disciplinary events at school and is suspended and expelled and is visited by the state agency on children and families, and that does not go into the instant check system. That's not something that a gun store owner would know about.
Right.
Should it be? I mean, I don't know. I mean,
is it true in your research, Jake Tapper, with us, that I've read a couple places that Broward County, in order to be part of this movement, school-to-prison pipeline or something like it, I guess, did not make these criminal or reportable sorts of things. Thereby, what you're saying happens where maybe somebody doesn't come up when they're doing an instant background check.
I've heard that as well, but I don't know that would have had an impact or not. I think here's a question. Do you think that there are too many mass shootings in the United States?
We all do, but
right.
I would challenge one thing here, and I know you're sharp enough, but some of the media are going around with this preposterous statistic. We've had it here locally of 18 every 2.5 days.
It's not true.
It's not true. Yes.
Right. It's not true. That's a statistic from
Every Town Gun
Every
Safety.
Every Town,
yeah.
It includes things like somebody shooting a BB gun
right.
at a school at night
mm-hmm.
An accident with a gun. I mean, it includes things that are not what one would think would be qualified as a
right.
school shooting. I think the number is closer to 8 than 18. But I mean, 8 is too many, right? So here's the question. Do we have a situation in our hands where we should talk about possible solutions? I don't think that anybody who is a political observer today thinks that there is any momentum whatsoever in Congress to ban semi-automatic weapons. I just don't think that's going to happen. So people can bring that up at the town hall, but I don't think that's going to happen. But I also don't think that. I'm moderating this event, and I have no preconceived notion of what we should talk about. We should talk about it all. We should talk about, you know, mental health. We should talk about the overlap between people who have violent mental health issues and people who have access to guns. We should talk. I mean, there's any number of things we should talk about. Did the FBI fail here? It looks like it. Did the schools fail here? I don't know. Did the state Child and Families Agency fail here? I don't know. I mean, there are any number of things. What we also have a community that's in serious mourning, and they reached out to us because they want to talk about what happened. And I think part of what they want to do is talk about what happened. I think part of what they want to do is talk about how to prevent this from happening again. I think there are any number of agendas that different people have. And again, this is a forum for a community that has just been devastated with, 14 children and 3 teachers slaughtered by somebody who was sending out red flag after red flag. And, if you don't want to watch, you don't have to watch. But I don't see any problem with us holding a town hall for this community and that wants to talk.
Okay.
In terms of the kids that are on TV, I mean, some of these kids have very clear points of view, and they're entitled to have their points of view. Other people have different points of view. They're entitled to those.
Well, it just seems to me the amount of media coverage that I see are the kids. I don't know if they're better organized or want to do it more, that are grouped around various things about gun control. There's the ones I see constantly.
This happened 6 days ago.
Right.
This isn't like 6 months later. This happened. This hasn't even been a week. I mean, these kids want to go on TV and talk about, solutions that they see or ideas that they see. I mean, I've seen some of these kids talk about how, if you support the NRA, that's it. You're not going to be reelected. I mean, obviously, that's not true. They're young. Some of them are talking about, look, I don't know what the solution is, but we need to talk about this. We need to have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't understand the problem.
I've told you the problem from my perspective. Okay, you're the moderator of it, but the problem is, I think I see them way too much. They seem to be unchallenged. They're only kids. They're not problem solvers on this. They're not. They're not bringing too much to this, with all due respect that I see. Other than their pain and that they witnessed it, what are they bringing to this?
Well, I don't know that bringing their pain and their observations as victims of this situation, I think to me that's enough. Why?
Well,
I mean, we interview people who go through tragedies all the time.
If we're interested in solutions, I see people that you routinely bring on. Maybe they're on different sides of this, like should we have people armed? Things like that, Jake, that those people duking it out or at least coming together in some compromise, I think that's valuable.
Well, we invited to this forum the congressman from the area, who is Congressman Ted Deutsch. We invited the 2 senators, Marco Rubio, a Republican, and Bill Nelson, a Democrat. We invited the governor, Rick Scott, who is a big believer in gun rights, as is Marco Rubio. We invited President Trump, also a big believer of the NRA point of view on these issues. Of those 5 people, which is 3 Republicans and 2 Democrats, both Democrats accepted, and only Marco Rubio accepted. If people want to come and talk about what they think are good points of view and good ideas to help prevent this, that also in their represents the NRA point of view better than than a Democrat would, than Bill Nelson or Ted Deutch would, then they should come.
I'm glad that Rubio's coming. I'm very glad that Marco Rubio is going to come because he's, you know, going to be hit, I think, the most there. But I'm glad he's engaged in that. What time and how many hours and when is this, Jake?
It's at 9 p.m. on Wednesday, tomorrow night, at CNN, 9 p.m. Eastern. It's slated for about 2 hours.
Okay.
That will include interviews with people who were directly affected by this tragedy, and then also the town hall. And, you know, these are kids. They're 3,000 kids because we have a problem with mass shootings in this country. Overall shooting deaths are going down. Mass shooting deaths are going up.
I agree with that. It's
and
accurate,
three,
yes.
And three of the deadliest five mm-hmm. incidents just happened in the last year mm-hmm. and a half or so. And, you know, something's wrong. And, I mean, yes, look, all the statistics are important to get out there. The fact that shootings overall are down, but mass shootings are up. The fact that most shooting deaths are suicides, that's not that's something that's important for people to realize, because it puts the number in the appropriate context of I think it's like 35,000, but B, also because that's something that doctors take very seriously. Because I said to my dad once, who's a pediatrician in Philly, as you know, I said, you know, a lot of people don't think it's, once you tell them that two-thirds of the gun deaths are suicides, people say, oh, okay. Because they think, if you commit suicide, you know, you wanted to commit suicide. But here's the thing. People who commit suicide with guns tend to be successful. People who try to commit suicide through other means, whether knives or pills or whatever, are often not mm-hmm. successful. And sometimes people who are committing suicide are really just doing a cry for help. But if they do it with a gun, it tends to not be a cry for help. It tends to be the end of the road. So the fact that people who want to commit suicide have access to guns, that is also a public health issue. Nobody's talking about confiscating guns. Nobody's talking about infringing on the gun rights of people who are law-abiding citizens and have no issues whatsoever.
Wait a minute, Jake. I challenge that a little bit. You're not, but these kids are. We're trying to make the new norm.
Policymakers.
Okay, well, then we come back to, again, that's why I am not that enamored with hearing them too much anymore, other than their story. I get to be that part of it. It's the policymakers, the debate around that I am.
Well, I mean, you know, respectfully, Dom, you don't have to watch.
Exactly.
But you know, these kids with any number of points of view, as many, you know, mm-hmm. 3,000 kids want to have a town hall, mm-hmm. And the community thinks it's a good idea, and the community reaches out to me and to CNN and says, please come down here and do a town hall so we can talk about this, I'm going to say yes. And,
okay.
You know, I don't want this to end up being 3,000 kids yelling at Marco Rubio. I don't want this to end up, you know, what I would like this to be would be to provide some small measure, if possible, of healing and some small measure, if possible, of discussion mm-hmm. about what could possibly change. There are steps, and after Santa Barbara, the Santa Barbara shooting, California did something where it was a temporary restraining order, so a family could go to a judge and say, this family member of ours has an issue, and we do not think that he or she should be able to have guns right now, and a judge makes a decision, and if that had been in effect in Santa Barbara, who knows? Maybe that horrific event could have been prevented.
But we do know in this, though, that the family, this adoptive family, was not going to do that. They allowed him to have the weapon.
Yeah.
So in this case, I get the overall picture, though. So, Jake, 9 o'clock tomorrow night, possibly 2 hours around this. What's the lead on the lead today?
Well, there was a Mueller indicted, or charged, rather, a lawyer today with lying about his interaction with Manafort partner Rick Gates. So I think, you know, there's more on the Russia investigation. There's obviously a lot going on when it comes to the investigation into what happened in Parkland, Florida, including questions about whether the state agency and whether or not the school missed signs. I think one of the things you're talking about is, well, I don't know if you're talking about it, but like, where is the repository of information for people to know about all of these things so that people can make smart decisions? If the police go to that kid's house, that killer's house, 20 times, the school punishes him 25 times. The state health agency for children and families goes to his house one or two times because they're concerned about him. Where does that information go, or does it just sit in everybody's computer? Should that information go to someplace where gun owners or gun store owners can look at it, have access to it, and decide whether or not they want to sell a gun to somebody like that? I mean, should they have a decision? Should they have the ability to know that? I don't know, but these are things worth talking about.
I think they ought to. But Jake, thank you. Thanks very much.
All right, Dom. Talk to you later.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.